Oh, Todd, nice to see you here. Or, hear you here, whatever.
First of all, I wanted to say I really enjoyed that performance that was on PBS a few years ago of your symphonic reworkings of stuff.
Oh, man. Actually, there's a record coming out of all of that stuff, maybe in another month or two. We had one of those nights just earlier this year, and we just by luck happened to record the thing with one of the great recording engineers in the States, a guy named George Massenberg out of Nashville.
Yeah, the guy who worked on Linda Ronstadt's albums.
Exactly.
So which orchestra is it you do it with then?
We're doing it with the University of Kentucky Symphony Orchestra.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of young kids, but boy, are they great. I mean, you can't get a regular orchestra and set 70 sets of headphones up there and expect them to go along with the program.
Sure.
You know, they're just kind of, that's not their thing. But with kids, you can do it, you know, because everybody's listening to their iPods. They use that stuff. It's something that's a hell of a lot of fun.
We're talking to Arlo Guthrie on 92.3 WTTS. One of your best-known performances, The City of New Orleans, the Steve Goodman song. One of the things I've always respected about you that I heard about years ago was that there were so many people that were doing covers of that Goodman song and adding or detracting from it and thereby getting a songwriting credit. And you were one of the few people who got in there, did the song as is, and said, really, people shouldn't be taking money away from this guy.
And I love the guy dearly. He was a great songwriter and a great guy, and the truth was, even if he had been less than great, I don't like the idea of people adding their names to works that's not theirs.
Right.
Just in principle, I think it's a lot of, I don't know, you can't say it on radio. Are we on radio?
I understand.
And I remember one time years ago, you know, I heard that like Elvis's people had called up and said they were going to record This Land Is Your Land. And the guy in our office said, well, that's nice. They said, well, Elvis, you know, they want 50% of the publishing.
Right.
And somebody said, well, who asked them? Tell them, forget it. You know, the idea is, and they use this with young bands all the time, that a little bit of money is better than nothing. And I think to some extent, you know, Steve Goodman was in a position where he was sick. He was fighting leukemia. He had a young family, you know, and a wife and all that. And there were still people negotiating with him for works that he had done.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that was sickening. I wouldn't go along with it. And you know, it just ain't right.
Everybody, even people who are dabblers in the world of Arlo Guthrie, know Alice's Restaurant, and something I stumbled across that I was very interested in reading. I did not realize that you had purchased the old Trinity Church in 1991. And can you explain a little bit, Arlo, what you now use that church for, the one that's mentioned in Alice's Restaurant Massacre?
Somewhere in the early 70s, the church was sold. Different people had bought it and sold it again. And I hadn't been back there in 30 years. So at some point, somebody comes up and says they want to do a TV interview, one of those Whatever Happened to Him TV shows. We're walking around the old church that I hadn't been back to, and the people come running out saying, that's Arlo Guthrie, let's get him to buy it. I thought, oh man, that's the last thing I need is another mortgage or something. But then I thought about it, and there had been people coming to the old church over all of them years, and still do, from all over the world, for whom the church became a kind of icon of the 60s.
Sure.
And I thought, let's keep it around.
Mm-hmm.
So I formed it into two foundations. We had about 60,000 people on our mailing list at the time. I wrote them all. I said, if everybody sent me $5, we could pull us off. So a lot of people sent $10, somebody sent, you know, a couple of hundred, whatever it was. But there were thousands of people who all got together and made possible the purchase of the building. And we've kept the spirit going there. It's going now. It's not just relevant in the 60s. There are things that people need to do, places people need to be able to go, have some kind of where you can sit down and meet somebody who's a little bit different, a little bit, you know, not part of the sort of formula of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're continuing that tradition there today.
We're very much looking forward to you playing the Buskirk Chumley Theater October 21st. It's a WTTS Over Easy show with the Guthrie family, and Godspeed. Travel safe, okay?
Thank you very much for the interest.